Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888 Radio 30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. You can call us and ask your eBay question in the next, 90 minutes at 888-723-4630. But you don't delay because this show actually moves faster than time.
Yes, it does.
And we're on the line.
With Judy from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
So Judy wants to know if there are gift cards, eBay gift cards, available for less than $25. And there are. However, they're limited to just email delivery. There's only one seller on eBay that is authorized to sell eBay gift cards. And that's PayPal Digital Gifts is the seller. It's actually a PayPal department. And I'll give you an item number where you can get them for $15, lowest price.
But how are you going to do that with the carrier?
Because you'd have to actually, I think when you get this through digital, what happens is it's delivered to you in email in minutes. I think there's something you can print out and hand out as a gift, but it's not a plastic card.
Okay.
Now, you know they're only allowed to accept $20 or less.
Right.
From a customer per occasion, and it cannot be cash or cash equivalents, but it can be, in other words, if it's a gift card, like a Visa gift card that you could exchange for cash or something like that you can't give it to them.
But eBay gift card, you can. So the item number, take this down, is 25166.
25166.
9, I gotta get closer, I can't read these tiny numbers.
They're
that we just,
so little.
I know, I just,
drives
I don't
me
know.
Crazy.
Yeah, it drives me nuts too. 251-66-98-333-65.
98-333-6, wait.
So it's 251-6-98-3-3-3-6-5.
Okay. I had left out of six.
Okay.
Well, I will take a look at that. I would rather be able to give him a card, but I'll see if that'll do, because, $25 is just too much. I was going to give one to, like, the lady cuts my hair, and because, I don't know if y'all remember me, I talked on the thing at eBay Open, and y'all were asking me how I got started, and I said I looked down on eBay one day, and I thought, dang, look at all this stuff out here. I never knew it was here. Might do that for some other people, too.
Yeah, we would love it if you could help activate some new buyers. And if giving out gift cards does it, then mazel tov.
Good luck.
Well, we can see. I mean, I don't know. There's probably no way I would ever know if the card got used. Will it, is there?
If you write the number down, you can go to the... I know there's a site where you can plug it in to see... I don't know if you... Yeah, there is a way for you, the buyer of the card... And the receiver of the card to see how if it's been used.
I think you have to write that number down that's on the back.
Right, you'd get all the information when you bought the card.
Well, I will try checking into that because if I'm using it as a way of promoting my business, I might be able to take it off my taxes too.
You could try. I couldn't give you tax advice, but you
know. Yeah, because you're giving a gift to somebody who delivers your mail. I don't know. You'd have to ask your CPA.
There is a category for gifts. There's a category on your tax form
definitely.
For business.
Definitely. And they're supposed to be under $25, by the way.
And that's what she's doing.
Judy, thank you so much for your call today.
Thanks, Judy.
We appreciate it. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Lorianne wins our patience contest today. San Jose, California, CLB Collectibles. Hello, Lorianne. Welcome back. What's your question or comment?
Hi, you guys. I actually had one of each. I'll try to make it quick. Well, for one, I am totally an eBay buyer as well as a seller. We buy anything that we can get, you know, cheaper on eBay, of course, than in real life. So that's for sure. And then for Christmas, me and my husband, Craig, we have the app on both of our phones. So I can't buy him, like, Christmas presents on our account because even if I search for something, he'll see it. So that's problems.
Well, you should just open a new account and don't tell him what it is.
Open a secret account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Every woman should have her own secret account anyway.
That's right.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Who do these men think they are?
Usually. Yeah, he finds out, well, he's like the kid that would go and undo his Christmas presents, the tape and everything real careful, and try to figure out what it was before Christmas.
Really?
So he, yeah, he doesn't like surprises. He wants to know everything, so.
Well, I'm not going to say what I used to do, but I will give a warning for parents. Don't hide the toys in your closet that are from Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Because at a certain age, the kids figure out where they are.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never did it.
I always want to be surprised, except when it comes to gifts, but I don't want to be surprised by stories. So if it's a movie or something I'm not going to see, I'm just going to say, tell me how it ends.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But gifts, I don't want to unwrap it. I don't want to know. I want a surprise. It's funny. He doesn't like surprises, yet he married you, Lorraine.
I know.
You are a constant surprise.
I know. I know. Well, I do have a listing I could possibly have you guys look at. It's actually has a bid on it. It's ending today, and I did have to update the listing to add some more info. So I just wanted to maybe see what you guys thought as far as me being covered on I rewrote in there.
Okay, why don't you give us the listing number?
Okay, it is. Let me put this away here.
You need a magnifying glass.
No, I got it. Okay. The item number is 142-205-864-418.
So that's 142-205-864-418.
Correct.
It's an Angel Force electro-pneumatic paintball gun marker gunmetal gray PSI times 1,000.
Yes.
Yikes.
It's nice.
It's nice really and nice. It has two bids on it, babe.
Well, it's the same guy.
He's bidding it up because he wants to make sure he has it.
Yeah.
It's $299 fast and free.
Yep.
Great pictures. I can see this thing so close, it looks like it's going to shoot a paintball at me.
Wow, the pictures are fantastic, Lorianne.
Thank you.
Very good
if
pictures.
If I showed you where I took those pictures, you guys would probably be very surprised.
You took them against a white background. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, it's a fence. It's a fence and, like, this piece, I don't even know where it came from, but it looks like, you know, the fold-up tables you'd use, like, at a flea market or whatever. It's like that kind of little piece of white tabletop, I guess, and I just put it against the fence and go out there in the natural light.
Well, you did a good job.
Looks beautiful.
Good.
Thank you. So the issue with it is, though, it looks amazing, and I'm always trying to just, like, lift, and I don't know anything, as you can see in my little notes, that I'm not a paintball expert. I didn't know anything about it. It looks amazing, right? And then so I listed it. This guy bid on it. So I obviously couldn't really, like, change anything in there. And then I took it down to a paintball store, and they told me that it was missing a piece, and then that the company went out of business, and it's going to be really hard for people to get the piece that's missing and any other accessories for it. So I did add that, but I'm just wondering, you know, I tried to message the guy and, you know, just to inform him that, you know, if he's okay with that or not, what's going on with it, and he never messaged me back. So I did an update, but I just want to make sure, like, I'm covered and that, you know, to eBay that would be sufficient information to the listing.
But you changed it after he bid? I didn't think we could do that.
No, you can add. She added information.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would send the information to him again. And then just hope for the best. You only have 3 hours left, okay. He may know, and if he's a collector.
He may have those.
He may have the parts, or maybe I wouldn't worry too much about it, but, don't worry about eBay.
Let me ask you a question. Is it obvious by the picture that it's missing?
No, actually, let me see. By the trigger, see that little, there's like a little piece that goes down kind of in the middle of the gun, and it has a little round thing.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be, I mean,
when you shoot the paintballs out of it, I guess there's like a little cord kind of that goes around and it hooks up to the air source that shoots the, you know, that projects the paintballs.
Yeah.
You know, and those are easy to come by, but the guys at this shop I went to were saying, oh, that it's kind of hard to find parts, you know, for the specific gun. So yeah. I don't know. It's
maybe hard, but not impossible. I wouldn't worry about
right,
it. It's
right.
The egg has been laid. The water's under the dam. We'll see what happens.
So what?
Okay.
Well, I want to know what could happen. I mean, suppose.
Well, he could say, I didn't see that when I bid.
Okay.
I don't want it. You have to cancel the sale and start again.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So no big deal.
Easy enough.
No biggie.
But good luck with it, though, Lorraine.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm excited
cool.
for my dish towel, too. I'm so excited to hear they're coming.
Yes, and in a frame yet.
Oh, my God, I love you.
We
thank
got
you.
Fancy.
Oh, cool.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Lorraine, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. 888-RADIO-30.
You know, on this show, you learn something new every time.
Yeah.
Who knew that these paint guns were, like, so hot?
Really?
Well, there you go. Be on the lookout for paint guns. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Call us at 888-723-4630, and we will talk to you right here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin, please.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 395.
Negative feedback happens. How do you deal with it? John Koldereis Lawson is the founder and CEO of Koldereis Media, and he's known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He has this tip.
What you want to realize is that you are not having a private conversation. You're having a conversation in a crowded room of possible customers. Respond for them, not for the angry customer. It's an opportunity for you to solidify how great your customer service is, how much you stand behind a product, and how you take care of customers when there is an issue.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. It's a Wonderful Life appears on TV more than any other holiday movie. And Rudolph was actually created by Montgomery Ward in the late 1930s for a holiday promotion. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Ask us your eBay question, why don't you? 888-723-4630. This is your chance.
Did you get us a trivia question? Not yet.
Yes, I do. I have one.
Oh, good. You have a trivia question. Okay. Terrific. Why don't you give that trivia question out? And let me tell you what you're going to win. It's a big box of stuff from Bubble Fast, and it's worth over $100. And it's got mailers, bubble cushioning wrap, bubble mailers, Scotty stuffers, bubble pouches. It's got one of those tape dispensers in it. It's got the box cutter in it. It's just got tons of stuff in it. And they gave us two to give away for the year, and Griff and I have decided to give the second one away today.
So here's the trivia question. What year did eBay Radio start?
Oh, good question.
What year did eBay Radio begin? Okay. Commence, initiate, launch?
First caller at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, to get that answer correct is going to win this big box of shipping supplies.
Ooh, it'll be so exciting.
What a great way to start out the new year. And what is that new year, Griff?
The new year is, I believe, 2017.
You got it. Exactly.
Did you think I was ragging on you yesterday about this?
No, it was fun. Listening back to it, You had fun with it.
I like to have fun with things.
We got a Contact Us email from Walt.
We did.
In Bolingbrook, Illinois. And he's known as Goody Guy 11. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you what's going on. He says, Lee can get the archives, but still can't get the live show. Griff, I had to troubleshoot with three people on the phone yesterday, and Walt was one of them.
Yeah.
And Walt, I have an answer to the issue. If you don't hear this today, I will call you. But here's what's going on. If you're using Chrome to listen to us on the new page that has the new player on it.
Yes.
If you're using Chrome, you haven't updated your Chrome to include Flash. Because what's happening is everything comes up for them. When they click on Listen Live, the page comes up. But the most important thing on that page does not come up.
The player.
Exactly. And that's up at the top to the right of the eBay logo. There's a player. Mm. And there are two spots there. One is the player volume and the other one is, you know, press go to play, the little arrow. Mm. They're not getting those. So all you have to do is click. There should be a message up at the top that says no Flash and say, please use Flash for this site. You'll only have to do it one time, and you'll be fine after that.
There you go.
So, Walt, I'm still, you know, if you have any problems, I'm going to give you a call. But thanks for using the Contact Us to get in touch with us today. We appreciate that.
Yeah, people tend to avoid those updates, and that's always a mistake. Whenever you have to update or prompted to update something, if you don't update it, which is your choice, note that sites that rebuild or reposition or utilize features for which updates are important, you're going to lose those features. And you have there's two options here for someone in this situation. For those who don't want to update, well, you can pull out your hair and stamp your feet and scream and moan and say
and call
it's not
Lee.
Fair. And, you know, yeah. Or you can just update. So those are your choices.
Julie from Las Vegas probably updates everything. She's known as Julie's Gems. Hey, Julie, what's your question or comment?
Question,
honey, you've got to speak into your phone. We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Did anybody answer the question?
The trivia question? No. Why do you have the answer?
Yeah, the trivia question. Yeah, 1995.
No. But that's a good guess. That's the year eBay started. When did eBay Radio start?
Oh, okay. You need the name when eBay Radio starts.
Exactly. Yes. Sorry, Julie.
You can take another guess.
Thank you.
You want to take another guess? I guess not. Oh, well.
To hell with you guys.
So go back to the drawing board. Hey, before we end this hour, and we have one more hour on today's show after this, but before we end this hour, I wanted to remind everyone that you want to make sure your items reach those last-minute shoppers by Christmas and Hanukkah. So please know that today is the last day for retail, ground, and media mail to be sure that it reaches.
Yeah.
Their destination by December 25th.
Yeah,
doesn't
right.
mean they won't, but if you want assuredness, today would be that day. And then first class package is December 20th, my birthday.
Is it?
And Tuesday, yes.
Oh.
Priority Mail, 12/21. And Priority Mail Express is December 23rd. So you could still get them items.
Yeah.
Domestically, I guess.
Yeah, you could.
By the 23rd, by Priority Mail Express.
Right.
Okay. And then you should go on FedEx and UPS site also to figure them out. FedEx Smart Post, for instance, was yesterday. So they have lots of different dates for things, depending on what you use.
Unbelievable, but this was the end of segment 4.
Really?
How did that happen so fast?
I don't know.
We'll be right back. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulked products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at CrazyLister.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.